You know, it's often said that if you want God to have a good laugh, tell him your plans. You know, and it certainly is true. When we're thinking in terms of God and God's vision for the world and for us, we then have to take that kind of sense of God's presence and God's will into our lives. In that first reading, when we were listening to poor David in the book of Samuel, David wants to do something good for God. Here, God has been following the Israelites around, living in the tent, the Ark of the Covenant. And of course, tents have no stability. You know, they're broken down, they're built up in other places. There's a mobility to it. There's not a fixed sense. And of course, David now desires God to have a fixed sense in the Israelite community. To build the great temple, the worship place, and to do it in such a manner as to give praise to God. What a lofty, lofty idea. However, that's not God's plan. And of course, Nathan then must go back to the king who's got this great idea and place before the king God's determination, which is you won't be the one to build it. Now, we all know in terms of salvation history that Solomon will build the temple. And it'll be by God's choosing. And embedded in Solomon is wisdom, the great sense of understanding of God's presence. But here it is that God's plan is different than what we, in terms of our human nature, wants or we determine. Great lesson for us as we approach, as we have now the fourth Sunday of Advent approaching Christmas. And I'm sure most of us are scurrying around getting those last-minute gifts, making sure people are notified, all with great intentions, all with a great sense. And that's all wonderful to be able to do that, to reach out to others, to try to make sure that they, especially during this time, know that they're important in our lives. All wonderful aspects. However, the focus for all of us, and we listen here in the fourth Sunday, should be on revealing God and revealing the Lord's presence. Understanding it is Jesus that we now welcome at Christmas. It is Jesus who is the sense that gives the reason for our being. And so it is in the fourth Sunday we step back and the church places before us God's plan. God's plan, which could not have been devised by human means. And that plan entails a very young girl saying yes to the angel Gabriel. God's material for building his temple will be this young girl. She will be the temple which will house his son. And there are signals inside the reading which allows us to understand that. The use of the term overshadow is significant. And so when Luke uses that term, he knows it's a reference back to what happened during that tent period when the Lord was following the Israelite communities, when the covenant would be placed. God would overshadow the tent. Overshadow. And there was a sign that there was God's presence. Here now, what's going to happen in Mary will be literally God becoming one with us. She will be that temple that God in God's plan will create so that our God will be given to us, joined to us in this world, and given to us. It's remarkable when you think about it. When you step back and begin to evaluate what God is doing. We have in our own sense, and I think a part of it is probably because we're fashioned in the Imago Dei, in the image of God, we have this incessant need to understand everything. You know, and in understanding it, to possess it. I know why this happened. This happened because of this. I know why this works. It works because this. These are the two things that come together to force it to work. I know. But when it comes to faith, you have to surrender the I know to God knows. You have to be comfortable to be able to just understand that God chooses to do this. And that we are merely instruments of revealing that presence. The very holy priest who once said that when he thinks in terms of his own spirituality, he sees himself as a pencil in the hand of God. And through him, God's writing all these messages to us. He says, I don't know why he chooses to write these messages, but he does. I don't know why he chooses me to write those messages, but he does. I accept the fact that I am going to be used as an instrument in God's hands. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. Mary didn't understand what was happening. She accepted God's will into her life so that she could reveal the power and the love of God to others. It's a really true significance of our understanding of Christmas. Our relationship and our running towards the Christmas nativity scene and to see the birth of this wonderful, wonderful mystery of God. God becoming one with us now is taken by us as gift and shared by others. And we could have never done it. We could have never understood this plan. We could have never done it. But for God, yes. And therefore, our faith goes forward, understanding something very important at this time. And that is, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing. And I hope in our own lives, in whatever vocation we have established, that we understand that it is God working through us and through our vocation. Through a vocation of marriage, through a vocation of single life, through the vocation of priesthood or religious life, that God is working in and through us to make his presence known to our community, to our brothers and sisters. It is an acceptance of mystery in our lives that opens us up to the power of God's presence in the world. We cannot limit our God by trying to say, I must understand, I must possess, I must have. Rather, we understand that the only thing you can say to a gift is thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.